At First I Thought You Were a Constellation by Cerulean. Read for you by Dana Scully, 1013. This 我道祖是, the Untamed fanwork, is rated General Audiences, and no archive warnings apply. The relationship is Lan Huan, Lan Zi Chen, / Song Lan, Song Zi Chen. And additional tags include Just Let the Sad Men Be Happy, Pure Unrestrained Softness, post-canon. It's not a surprise when it happens. They've been circling closer for weeks now, one languid moment to the next, with the slow inevitability of the tide. The last few months have held several orbits, years condensed into the brush of fingers over a wrist, into looks that lingered too long but still ended too soon. It makes perfect sense, Lan Ziqian thinks, to find himself here, with one hand pressed to the side of Song Lan's face, to trace the slight dip of his temple and want to chase it with his mouth. Song Lan's fingers flex on Lan Ziqian's hips like a question. Lan Ziqian is happy to answer. It's three shuddering heartbeats before Lan Ziqian moves, giving in to the impulse to kiss the translucent skin below Song Lan's eye, first one and then the other. He savors the slow exhale he feels against his own cheek. The next kiss is on the corner of Song Lan's mouth, the side that still curls up when he's amused but disinclined to show it. Lan Ziqian has yet to see it happen and be able to look away. He doesn't have a voice, but Song Lan speaks in his own way, and Lan Ziqian has learned to listen. There are 100 small, precious things Lan Ziqian has discerned from Song Lan's expressions, and he wants to consecrate them all. He means it to be brief, to brush his lips there and continue his planned expedition through all of the places he's imagined kissing. Song Lan's temple, the bridge of his nose, the hinge of his jaw, the hollow beneath his left cheekbone where the softest shadows gather. The intention is to methodically move through the list, but Song Lan's mouth smiles against his own, and there is nothing Lan Ziqian can do against the gravity of that. This kiss is the first flicker of urgency amidst their history of fleeting, tender collisions, the first hint of the depth of it. For all that they had crept together slowly, now, with his breath stolen from his lungs and Song Lan's teeth on his lips, Lan Ziqian doesn't want to restrain himself. Like everything that has passed between them, this works in a way it shouldn't. They fit together like broken shards of different catastrophes, and, wrapped around each other, the space left by their jagged edges fills with a gilded warmth. Time is liquid, indeterminate. One moment, Lan Ziqian's world narrows to the drag of Song Lan's lips against his neck, and the next, he's not sure how his hands have sunk into Song Lan's hair. His breathing is shallow by the time he thinks to untangle them. Songlan is still smiling, gentle but honest. Lan Xichen has spent so long watching Songlan's expressions change, finding the shape of his grief in the unhappy pull of his mouth or the resolute tilt of his chin, and later looking for a reflection of his own regard. He's read so many things from Songlan's face and wondered about so many more. But this bright, uncomplicated happiness is new and unequivocal. Songlan tangles his fingers with Lan Xichen's and brings their joined hands to his mouth. He presses gentle kisses to the palm of Lan Xichen's hand, then to his wrist, and when he looks up again, Songlan's eyes are saying something Lan Xichen thinks he could decipher in a few years. He wants to test that theory. The end. Thank you so much to Cerulean for this wonderful story. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. If you did, please leave your feedback on the podfic on AO3, and also click over to that Inspired By link and leave your thoughts for the text author as well. Thanks for listening. The hollow beneath his... crab apples.